ವೈಸ್ ಇವನು ಶತಕೃತುರ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಶತಕೃತು. ಶತಕೃತು ಇನ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಇದು ಶಕ್ರ. ಶಕ್ರ ಏನು ಶಕ್ರ, ಶಕ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶತಕೃತು. ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ 100 ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸಸ್. ಕೃತು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಥಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ನೌ. ಪ್ರಿಥು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋ ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ the foodie activity, but he is performing it for the satisfaction of the Lord, right? He is not performing to enjoy. But Indra is thinking, oh, he actually my competitor, he will get a post of me, you know, Indra, he will occupy my post. So therefore always, because Indra is foodie worker, he thinking that here is a person performing greater foodie activity than me, so he became envious, right? So Prabhupada says, in the material world, everyone who comes to enjoy life, everyone who comes to enjoy himself or lord it over material nature is envious of others. This envy is also found in the personality of king of heaven, Indra. Again, Prabhupada in the 8th line says, since no one in the material world can tolerate another's advancement, everyone in the material world is called matsara, envious. However, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, is for Nirmatsaras, right? As Nirmatsaranam Satam in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning itself. In other words, one who is not free from the contamination of envy cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, however, if someone excels another person, the devotee who is excelled think how fortunate the other person is to be advancing in devotional service. Such non-envious is typical of Vaikuntha, right? Where is that? Which verse you can quote? This kind of, yeah. Mandar kund kuru botpal champakaran punnaga naga bakulam buja parijata gandher chite tulsika bharane natasya yasmin tapasu manaso bahumanayanti. Sumanaso. So Sumanaso, they are very good minded. So they have, because they have no envy, which is characterized in the material world, practically everyone, including King Indra, he there is envious. 13. Yatra yagya pati sakshad Bhagavan Harir Ishwarat Anubhuyat Sarvatma Sarvaloka Guru Prabhu.
Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, and He is the proprietor of all planets and the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. He was personally present at the sacrifices made by King Prithu.
Okay, so the Supreme Lord, Yatra Yagya Pati Sakshad Bhagavan Hari Rishwara. So Prabhupada here explained the word Sakshat, right? So although Prithu Maharaj is also an empowered incarnation, but he is not Sakshad Hari, he is a Jeev Tattva, Prabhupada says. But when he is performing sacrifice, the Lord himself in his Vishnu form, right, he was present. Hari Sakshat was present. Right? So that is what Prabhupada explained. So if you see 7th or 8th line, Prabhupada is saying, Lord Vishnu is herein described as Harir Ishwara. Then Prabhupada explained both the meanings, Harir and Ishwara. Right? Hari means, what is the meaning of Hari? Takes away the miseries and also takes away karma and, sorry, pious, impious, what else he steal, sorry, heart, right. So Hari Shabde Nana Artha Dui Mukhyatam, right, there are two meanings, two are prominent, and Nana Artha means many things, like you all gave Nana Artha, the two are prominent, right. Sarva Amangal Hare Prem Diya Hare Man, he takes away, right? Sarva Amangal Hare Prem Diya Hare Man. He steals away all he steals away two mukhyatam, he steals the hearts and the hardships of the devotees. Right? So Hari is one primarily who steals the hearts and the hardships of his devotees. Sarva amangal hare prem diya hare man. So that is, Prabhupada explained the word Hari, and also Prabhupada explained the word Ishvara. Right? Ishvara means he is a supreme controller. He can do whatever he wants. And Prabhupada beautifully, right, it's nice to see, Prabhupada says, when Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Prabhupada says, he is acting like a Ishvara there. That statement shows, right, so you can study this verse, sarva dharman parityajya, as Lord is saying, I am the supreme controller, Ishvara, I will take care of all the sinful reactions. Right, if like a supreme controller says, you just come to me, I will take care of the rest. Only supreme controller can say, right? Bagi sab main dekh lunga. Right? Aisa. So therefore, when Krishna says that, he is acting like a supreme controller, sarva dharman pratyajya verse. In this way, Prabhupada explains this two words. And also, the word sarvatma has been explained. Anvabhuyata sarvatma, he is there in everyone's heart. He guides everyone. Supreme teacher of everyone. Like that. Text 4. Anvito brahma sarvabhyam lokapala sahanugay upagiyamanu gandharvair munibhis chapsaro ganay siddha vidyadhara daitya danava guhya kadaya sunandanand pramukha parshada pravarahare.
When Lord Vishnu appeared in the sacrificial arena, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the chief predominating personalities of every planet, as well as their followers, came with him. When he appeared on the scene, the residents of Gandharva Loka, the great sages, and the residents of Apsara Loka, Apsaro Loka, all praised him. The Lord was accompanied by the residents of Siddha Loka and Vidyadhar Loka, all the descendants of Diti and the demons and the yakshas. He was also accompanied by his chief associates, headed by Sunanda and Nanda.
Okay, so, you know, when a president of a country arrives in any place, it is written that it is customary for the governor of that state to come, for the municipal head to come, for the police commissioner to come. Right, right. All these people, wherever president will go, all of them have to compulsory be there. Right? There are like a long list of people who must come when the president visits any place of the local, you know, all the local heads, authorities. That we experienced in when NVCC, right? They were saying, you know, all these people have to come, compulsory, it's mandatory for them. Similarly, when the Lord comes, you know, all the various chiefs, right, chief of the Gandharva, Siddhyadharas, right, the various chief personalities, heavenly, the chief demigods, you know, even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the foremost sages, all of them, they mandatory will be the most of the time, they, right? Yeah, they have to come, you know, when it's official visit, especially official visit. Now, sometimes the Lord may, you know, pay a private visit, personal visit, that's a different thing. So when there is official visit, then all these people accompany. Oh, they automatically have to come. It is like they have to come. Yeah, it's not that they have to be invited. They all will automatically come. They all will automatically come. So like that. Okay, so we go to text 6. Kapilo Narado Datto Yogesha Sanakadaya Tam Anviyur Bhagavata Yecha Tatsevanutsaka.
Great devotees who were always engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as the great sages named Kapila, Narada and the Tatre, and masters of mystic powers headed by Sanak Kumar, all attended the great sacrifice with Lord Vishnu.
Right, so all of these great personalities came along with Yatra Dharma Duga Bhumi Sarva Kama Duga Sati Dugdi Sma Bipsitanarthan Yajmanasya Bharata.
My dear Vidura, in that great sacrifice, the entire land came to be like the milk-producing Kamadhenu, and thus, by the performance of Yajna, all daily necessities for life were supplied.
Again, for this performance of sacrifice, Earth again acted as a Kamadhenu. Right? The Mother Earth, she supplied all the necessities for this Yajna. Right? So again, Prabhupada talks about the word Kamadhenu, Kamadhenu, Dharma Duga. Yatra Dharma Duga Bhumi. Dharma Duga is like the Kamadhenu, Prabhupada says. And she is also known as Surbhi. Right? Kamadhenu or Surbhi. So the Lord, Prabhupada says, the Lord tends the Surbhi cows. So the expansion of the Surbhi's cows and the Lord's abodes are present in the heavenly planets also. Right? Their expansions. So Lord Krishna tends the cows. Surbhi Abhipalayantam. Right? One can milk a Surbhi cow as often as one likes, and the cow will deliver as much milk as one requires. Okay. So, you know, there was a disciple of Prabhupada who was Surbhi Swami. How many have heard the name Surbhi Swami? You heard his name Surbhi Swami? So I was wondering, what is his name Surbhi Swami, you know? Why is named after a cow? You know? Like, you know, it should be Surbhi Mataji as such, you know. After the cow name should be, why the Swami is named after Surbhi? So once I went Vrindavan, and Surbhi, later he became a Surbhi Prabhu, he could not continue sannyas. So he had come on the 40th anniversary of Krishna Balaram temple, right? Last year, 2015, 40th anniversary, Surbhi Swami. So then it was revealed by Dinbandhu Prabhu, his full name is Surbhi Abhipalayantam Swami. Abhipalayantam is Krishna, you know, who tends the Surbhi cows. So like people tend to pronounce the short names, right? His name was Surbhi Abhipalayantam. But no one knew, you know, well, hardly few people knew what his full name. Surbhi Abhipalayantam Swami. Right? That's what the name Prabhupada gave. But everywhere is written Surbhi Swami. If you see all the biographies also Prabhupada's, everywhere is written Surbhi Swami, where is mentioned. Anyway, there is a very beautiful story concerning Surbhi Swami. I'll quickly tell you. He designed the Juhu temple. He designed the Vrindavan temple. He designed Prabhupada's Mayapur Samadhi. He was a designer. Yeah, architect, designer. You know. So, Dinbandhu Prabhupada was saying, you see, he showed the roof of the Krishna Balaram, outside the Krishna Balaram, there are very decorated, you know, floral designs on the ceiling, on the pillars, right? All the very decorative designs are there. He says, each leaf has been designed, and he has not just designed, he personally supervised that whatever his, you know, what is the design he made, that it should come exactly. And he said, he has dealt with Indian labor at that time and made sure that his design is put into, right? That worked very hard. Right, worked very hard. So, Bombay, Vrindavan, Mayapur, many other places, he actually helped, you know, beautify, and Prabhupada was very pleased with him. So, although he was not active, and he was staying somewhere in Thailand or somewhere, his business partner, when he got cancer, his business partner wanting to, there was a lady, business partner, she wanted to do something which is dear to him, and she had often heard him speak about Vrindavan. So somehow or the other, this lady brought him to Vrindavan. You know, somehow this lady inspired him that, you know, you must come to Vrindavan. So she was inspiring, and the devotee sent the invitation. You know, somehow they found out that 40th anniversary is being celebrated. You know, so he came to attend the 40th anniversary celebration of Vrindavan. And then very soon after that, you know, he left, and but he again was brought back to Vrindavan. By this, so when this lady saw that in Vrindavan he was the happiest ever person, you know. He was so happy in Vrindavan. So before he left the body, this lady again brought him to Vrindavan. So he left his body in Vrindavan. Right? Surviya Bipalyantam Swami. You know, and brought by this lady who was not a devotee, just to make him happy. You know, she saw he became so happy coming to Vrindavan. You know, at the time he although having cancer was not eating, when he came to be the devotees, he was like so enthusiastic. He was eating properly and he was started talking of, you know, we can make so many projects and I want to again resume my service to Prabhupada. You know, like he was so enlivened in Vrindavan. But anyway, because he served Prabhupada very nicely, so, you know, he was brought to Vrindavan to leave his body in Vrindavan. Right? So that was like a very rare fortune for him. Right? And that too, I think, this was in the month of April when they celebrated, April 2015, they celebrated 40th anniversary, Ram Nami. Ram Nami is the, and in the month of Kartik, he left his body in Vrindavan. You know, 5-6 months later, again came to Vrindavan in the month of Kartik and left his body. So it was very like, from the word Surbhi came that story to my mind. Right? Okay, text 8. Uchu sarvara sannadhyā śīradadhyanna gaurasān tarvo bhūri varshamāna prasūyanta madhuchyuta.
The flowing river supplied all kinds of tastes, sweet, pungent, sour, etc. And very big trees supplied fruit and honey in abundance. The cows, having eaten sufficient green grass, supplied profuse quantities of milk, curd, clarified butter, and similar other necessities.
Okay, so the river supplied various, you know, tastes is mentioned. Prabhupada says sometimes the river should be allowed to flood the land, Prabhupada says. For river carry many minerals. The land become very fertile after the flood. So sometimes the river should allow, the river should be allowed to flood the land. Right? And then land becomes very fertile and all kind of taste, nectarian taste appears. Right? So, sorry? If rivers are not polluted, yeah, they should not be polluted, and they should be allowed to flood also sometimes, right? And then Prabhupada talks about how the earth is producing so many tastes, you know, sweet taste and also hot pungent chili taste, right? Same land is producing, right? And the sour taste, bitter taste, everything, all the taste. So Prabhupada makes a statement, if you see, in the middle of the first paragraph, although the earth's ground is the same, different tastes arise due to different kind of seeds. Right? So similarly, one should know that we are performing the activities of devotional service. The result which we shall obtain will be as per our seeds, that is as per our desires. So our desires are like the seeds. So some people may be chanting the holy name of the Lord to obtain material prosperity. They will not get pure bhakti. They have a different seed. Other people may want liberation. They will not get pure devotion. Other people simply may want to go to Western countries for material opulence or something, you know, whatever. They will get that. So one has to be always careful in performing devotional service. What is the seed that is being cultivated? What is my desire? So the seed is like the desire. So the one is executing devotional service, but not everyone gets the same result. It is what seed one has, what is the desire one has, and what is the desire one has, that desire will be fulfilled. Right? So therefore, many devotees say, you know, during the chanting hours, whatever desire they, you know, come to their mind, that is very quickly fulfilled. During the chanting, I was thinking, and I have not eaten batata vada, or I have not eaten a samosa for a long time. So within that day, Rajbhog only, somebody will come and give samosa. You know, so that seed is fulfilled, right? So in this way, many people experience, right? So what is the desire? You know, that according to that, one gets the result. Right? So therefore, one doesn't know sometime very subtly the seeds for name, fame, adoration creeps in. Remember, it's a seed for being recognized, seed for having some authority, etc., etc. So all that are fulfilled, right? The nourishment goes over there, actually. So one is devoid of pure devotional service. So one has to constantly check what are the seeds upon which I am pouring the nectar of, you know, devotional service. That seed will fructify. Do I constantly cautious to have pure desires of service to the Lord? Right? You're getting the point. So even a person may be doing any activity, person may be reading Bhagatam. Bhagatam is not different from Bhagavan. But if he simply wants to be learned scholar, he will only become learned scholar. The real meaning of Bhagatam, which inspires pure devotion, will not manifest in his heart. Because that seed is not there. Right? So therefore, just like earth produces so many tastes, you know, sweet and hot chili taste, the same earth, the difference is seed. Similarly, bhakti produces various results depending upon the seed, which is, seeds are like the desires. Right? So that is something very important. Sorry?
The taste comes from rasa. That comes from moon, na?
Yeah, moon is also there. It's together. Moon also nourishes with the rasa. You know, the juice comes from the moon. But it, moonlight and the earth combined, the taste is there in the earth, the sense of taste. It is further, that juice is further enhanced by the moon shine. Right? It's not just one, you know. Sometimes there is a collective, there is a together, right? Collective cooperation or something. Text 9. Sindavo ratna nikaran girivannam chaturvidham upayanam upajagru upajahru sarve loka sapalaka.
King Prithu was presented with various gifts from the general populace and predominating deities of all planets. The oceans and the seas were full of valuable jewels and pearls, and the hills were full of chemicals and fertilizers. Four kinds of eatables were produced profusely.
Right, so if you see this section, just give me the Bhagavad Subodhini. So this section is all the, you know, necessities of the yajna being provided by the earth. Earth, rivers, you know, even the mountains are part of the earth. Right? So that is text 1 to 9, if you see this section. Right? So now next section is Indra stealing the sacrificial horse. Indra stealing the sacrificial horse. So read that translation of this section.
King Prithu was dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Adokshaja. Because King Prithu performed so many sacrifices, he was superhumanly enhanced by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. King Prithu's opulence, however, could not be tolerated by King of Heaven, Indra, who tried to impede the progress of his opulence.
So again, if you see, it was described previously also that how King Indra became envious. Right? But then after he said it became envious, in between the opulence of sacrifice were described. You know, there was such, everything was profusely, earth, rivers, mountains, all the profuse supplies were there. Right? So therefore, again coming back to the same thread, which was mentioned in the beginning, that King Indra became envious. Right? So if you see, The word Bhagavan Indra is used over here in this verse. Iti cha adhoksha jesya prithostu paramodayam asuyan Bhagavan Indra. Right, so now Prithu Maharaj is actually empowered incarnation, Shaktivesh avatar, but he considers himself to be devotee. Right? Now Indra is actually is not so exalted as Prithu Maharaj, although he is also considered a Shaktivesh avatar of the, you know, lusty potency of the Lord as mentioned, but he is not, his address is Bhagavan. Right? So, therefore it shows, this also indicates, you know, the how Indra is very proud. Right? So if any person considers himself to be great, right, then we can immediately understand that he is actually a low-minded person. Right? So therefore, and another point Prabhupada says is that if you see in the towards the end of the first paragraph, the last 3-4 lines of the first paragraph. In this case, however, King Indra is addressed as Bhagawan because he has so much power in his hands. Despite his being Bhagawan, he is envious of the incarnation of God. So despite his being Bhagawan, he is envious of the incarnation of God. You understanding? So Prithu Maharaj is not addressed as Bhagawan because he is in the mood of a devotee. Indra should have that mood, but he is in the mood of a Bhagawan. He is becoming envious. He is becoming proud. So Professor, defect of material life are so strong that due to contamination, King Indra became envious of the incarnation of God. Guru text 11. Yeah,
when Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, Ashwamedha Yajna, King Indra, invisible to everyone, stole the horse intended for the sacrifice. He did this because of his great envy of King Prithu.
Okay, so out of envy, he stole the horse. Because he, Prabhupada says, because he didn't want anyone to excel him. Right? There's always a competition and envy in the performance of fruitive activities. Okay, go ahead.
When King Indra was taking away the horse, he dressed himself to appear as a liberated person. Actually, this dress was the form of cheating, for it falsely created an impression of religion. When Indra went into outer space in this way, the great sage Atri saw him and understood the whole situation.
Okay, so now while he was stealing the horse, Amuktam Iva Pakhandam Yo Dharme Dharma Vibhrama. Right? So he dressed himself appearing to be a liberated person, a muktam. He dressed in a saintly garb, but he was not actually liberated. He dressed himself as if he is a liberated person. Right? But actually the muktam. Therefore the word pakhand is used. Right? Pakhand or word pashand means pretense or atheism. Right? So Prabhupada says, if you see, third line, Indra took up the saffron-colored dress as a way of cheating others. This saffron dress has been misused by many impostors who present themselves as liberated persons or incarnations of God. So this is like Indra spreading atheism over here, and King Atri Muni could see Indra in this way. Although he was trying to hide himself, Atri Muni could see him. Right? Further, if you see in the second paragraph, Prabhupada says, in other words, one who offers the result of his activities to the Supreme Personality of God is actually a sannyasi or yogi. cheating sannyasis and yogis have existed since the time of Pithu Mahara sacrifice. This cheating was very foolishly introduced by King Indra. Right? Yeah. Right? He introduced it. But anyway, we should. Indra may have shortcomings and all that. He becomes the instrument to teach many lessons to us. Right? So therefore, we will not think of. We will only discuss his lowly activities. We will not make him lowly as such. Right? Although he performed lowly activities, somehow Krishna employs him in various ways to teach very important lessons. Right? So then Prabhupada further warns that unless one is very sincere and serious, he should not take up the order of sannyas. Right? One should not take up the order of sannyas because it's a very heavy responsibility as such. Text 13. Atrina chodito hantum prithu putro maharatha anvadhavat sankruddhas tishta tishtheti chabravet.
When the son of King Prithu was informed by the Atri of King Indra's trick, he immediately became very angry and followed Indra to kill him, calling, "Wait, wait."
Okay, tishta tishtheti. So Prabhupada says, a kshatriya challenge others, right? Someone who is running from the battlefield, wait, right? Tishta tishtheti, wait here, like that. So son of Prithu Maharaj challenged him. So Indra was running without observing the kshatriya principle Prabhupada describes the last few lines. And therefore the son of Prithu Maharaj had to challenge him the word tishta tishtheti. Tam tadrik mene dharmam sharirinam jatilam bhasmanachannam tasmai banam namunchati.
King Indra was fraudulently dressed as a sannyasi, having knotted his hair on his head and smeared the ashes all over his body. Upon seeing such a dress, the son of King Prithu considered Indra as a religious man and pious sannyasi. Therefore, he did not release his arrows.
Okay, so the son of Prithu Maharaj, so much because he was dressed, so he did not release his arrow to kill him. Mene dharmam sharirinam. Even at least in outer garment, he is like dressed as a, you know, sannyasi or something. Vadhan nivrittam tambhuyo hantavetra rachodayat jahi yagyahanam tata mahindram vibudhadhamam.
Being thus informed, the grandson of King Vena immediately began to follow Indra. When Atri Muni saw that the son of King Prithu did not kill Indra but returned deceived by him, Atri Muni again instructed him to kill the heavenly king because he thought that Indra had become the lowliest of the demigods due to his impeding execution of King Prithu's sacrifice.
Okay, so Atri Muni tells, you know, you go and you kill him. He has become the lowliest of all demigods. Evam vanya suta proktas tvarmanam vihayasa anvadravad abhikruddho ravanam grirdharadiva sosvam rupam chatadhitva tasmantar hitasvarat viraso pashumadaya pitur yagyam upeyivan.
Being thus informed, the grandson of King Vena immediately began to follow Indra, who was fleeing through the sky in the great haste. He was very angry with him and he chased him just as the king of vultures chased Ravana. When Indra saw that the son of Prithu was chasing him, he immediately abandoned his false dress and left the horse. Indeed, he disappeared from the very spot, and the great hero, the son of Maharaj Prithu, returned the horse to his father's sacrificial arena.
Okay, so he angrily chased him. Indra disappeared. He abandoned the dress, left the horse, and he brought the horse. The son of Prithu Maharaj brought the horse back. Tattasya jadbhutam karma vichakshya paramarshaya namadheyam dadustasme yidashva iti prabho.
My dear Lord Vidura, when the great sages observed the wonderful prowess of the son of King Prithu, they all agreed to give him the name Vijitashva, who
has won the horse. Vijit Ashva. Ashva means the horse. Vijit means conquered. And he brought the horse back. Vijitashva. Upasrijyatamasti. Yes.
Indra, initially when he was taking away the horse, he was invisible. Then he dressed saffron, and then again he became disappeared from there. So why he took in between the saffron dress? He could have remained like taking away, remaining invisible.
Well, he was. They could still see him. Said that by Atri Muni's prowess or so, he was invisible to common people. But Atri Muni and other king's son, they could see him. Right? Therefore, he dressed in this way so that, you know, people may be hesitant to kill. Person is dressed as in saffron. That's what happened. Vijitashva didn't release his arrow through his saffron garment. So like that. So he hesitated. Like that. Upasrijya, we already recited this. 19. Upasrijyatamastivram jharashvam punarharihi chashala yupatashchanno hiranyarashanam vibhu.
My dear Vidura, Indra, being the king of heaven and very powerful, immediately brought a dense darkness upon the sacrificial arena. Covering the whole scene in this way, he again took away the horse, which was chained with golden shackles near the wooden instrument where the animals were sacrificed.
Okay, so again he stole the horse. He covered the darkness. Atri sandarshayamasa tarmanam vihayasa kapala khatvanga dharmam adam dharam.
The great sage Atri again pointed out to the son of King Prithu that Indra was fleeing through the sky. The great hero, the son of Prithu, chased him again. But when he saw that Indra was carrying in his hand a staff with a skull at the top and was again wearing the dress of a sannyasi, he still chose not to kill him.
Kapalika, he became like a Kapalika sannyasi. There is a danda and there is a skull on the top of the danda. So there are like many, so Prabhupada will talk of in the purports, many deviant sannyasa sampradaya was created by Indra. Atrina choditastasme sandade vishikam brusha so samrupam chatadhitva.
When the great sage Atri again gave directions, the son of King Prithu became angry and placed an arrow on his bow. Upon seeing this, King Indra immediately abandoned the false dress of sannyasi and, giving up the horse, made himself invisible.
Okay, so again another sannyas dress he abandoned and became invisible and left the horse. Virascha ashvam upadaya क्षत्रियज्ञं मधाव्रजत् तद् अवद्यं हरे रूपं जगृहुर् ज्ञान दुर्लभा.
Then the great hero Vijitashva, the son of King Prithu, again took the horse and returned to his father's sacrificial arena. Since that time, certain men with a poor fund of knowledge have adopted the dress of false sannyasi. It was a King Indra who introduced this.
Indra is being called as Hare over here. Hare. Right? Hare is a thief now. Indra is a horse thief. Right? So the Lord, when he is called as Hare or Hari, he is glorified. But Indra, actually the same word is condemning Indra over here. Because his stealing is only creating a dharma. Right? So Prabhupada talks of many pseudo sannyasis. Right? Someone read from the fourth line of the purport. There are many other types of sannyasis. Prabhupada says, first of all, there are three dandi sannyasi, and Mayavad Shankaracharya introduced ek danda sannyas. After that, Prabhupada says, there are many other types of sannyasis. Fourth line. Read from the fourth line.
There are many other type of sannyasis who are not approved by Vedic rituals. A type of pseudo-sannyas was introduced by Indra when he tried to hide himself from the attack of Vijitashva, the great son of King Prithu. Now there are many different type of sannyasis. Some of them go naked. Some of them carry a skull and a trident, generally known as Kapalika. All of them were introduced under the some meaningless circumstances. And those who have a poor fund of knowledge accept these false sannyasis and their pretense, although they are not bona fide guides to the spiritual advancement.
Okay. In this way, also Prabhupada few times quote this important verse. So also Prabhupada talks that there are sannyasis who even eat meat, flesh, and they even drink alcohol on the name. Prabhupada says that it is impossible to remain in the cold countries without eating flesh and drinking alcohol. Right? So that Prabhupada talks ahead in the purport, same paragraph. And then Prabhupada further says, these sannyasis introduce all these sinful activities in the name of serving the poor. And consequently, poor animals are cut to pieces and go into the bellies of such sannyasis. So like that. And as described in the following verses, such sannyasis are pakhandis. Pakhandis or pashandis, already we discussed. Vedic literature says that a person who puts Lord Narayan on the level with Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma immediately becomes a pashandi. Right? So Prabhupada says he quotes here that so many these sannyasis, they sometime introduce someone as a Dridh Narayan or Swami Narayan term, as Prabhupada talks in the series of this purports. First is, what to talk of Dridh Narayan or Swami Narayan? Even if a person calls Lord Shiva, who is very exalted, and Lord Brahma also equal to Narayan, he becomes a Pashandi or Pakhandi. Right? He becomes a non-believer, he becomes an atheist, or he becomes simply a person who is, you know, pretending, imposter. Right? This is an important verse of the Puranas. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devata Samatven Iva Vikshet Sau Pashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. Yes, Samatven Iva Vikshet. One who consider not Brahma and Rudra to be on equal level, they are the same, someone says, then he becomes the Pashandi. He becomes imposter or atheist. Yani Rupani Jagrahe इंद्रो है जहिर्षया तानि पापस्य खंडानि लिंगम खंडम मिहुच्यते.
Whatever different forms Indra assumed as a mendicant, because of his desire to seize the horse were symbols of atheistic philosophy.
Right, so all these veshas he had were all those people who wear those particular kind of dress which Indra wore, they all symbolize atheistic philosophy. Right? And Prabhupada in the middle of the purport, practically none of the sannyasi in this age are bona fide. Right? In the 7th or 8th line, no one can introduce any new system into the Vedic way of life. If one does so out of malice, he is to be known as Pashandi or atheist. Then Prabhupada talks, you know, so many terms like Dharidra Narayan, Swami Narayan, they all show atheism, those who propagate. Right? And based upon this Vishnu Tantra verse, Yastu Narayanam Devam, this is an important verse actually. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Adi Devata. Again Prabhupada quotes if you see. Yeah. Read the translation of 24-25.
In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyas. Some of the sannyasis go naked, and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. These are simply symbolic representations of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward argument and the reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing the adherents of religion and are not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious and being attracted to them, they spoil their life.
So Prabhupada says all these, there are many deviant sannyasis, these sampradayas. Some of them, they are very much appreciated by sinful men. And sometimes they are very expert in talking and putting forward, they are very, sometimes very sweet in talking. Right? And they put forth various arguments which are sounds to be very logical. So all the sinful people can see, they're very intelligent, very logical. Very light. So all these things Prabhupada talks of actually. But they all are supporters of irreligion. Right? And those who follow them, their life is spoiled. Prabhupada, last three lines, Prabhupada says, we must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All other system of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for a religious system. This is most regrettable. 26. Tadi abhigyaya bhagavan prithu prithu parakrama indraya kupito banam adatyudyatakar mukha.
Maharaj Prithu, who was celebrated as very powerful, immediately took up his bow and arrow and prepared to kill Indra himself, because Indra had introduced such irregular sannyas orders.
Okay, so Prabhupada says actually the duty of the king not to tolerate such kind of irreligious systems. Right? And Prabhupada says only cowards, there are so many cowards who declare the state to be secular and they don't want to check any religious system. But irreligion should not be tolerated. Tam ritvija shakravadha visandhitam vichakshya dushprekshyam sayyaram hasam nivarayama suraho mahamate nayujyate tranyavadha prachoditat.
When the priests and all others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in the sacrifice. Such are the directions given by Shastra.
Okay, so now when the king Prithu himself said, I will kill him, so the priest said, you know, no, you cannot kill. Only the sacrificial animal can be killed. The sacrifice will be spoiled. You don't kill the animal, right? That you don't kill the Indra, that is their. Son ran behind him. Now he is the main yajman. He cannot kill. And he was running behind him, right, desiring to like punish or kill. So he was there, like practically they were out of sacrificial arena or whatever. So technically he said, in this arena, since you have taken the vow of, you know, you cannot kill anyone over here. Text 28. So now they prescribe in this particular, read the translation.
Dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras which were never before used, and certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into the fire because he is your enemy.
Okay, so they said we will give his ahuti only. Indra's. This happened previously also. Previously or afterwards. Later when Maharaj Janmejay performed sacrifice, in which he said he wanted to take revenge from all the snakes. So all the big snakes were coming in the fire of sacrifice, being killed. So he said, give the ahuti of Takshaka. Takshaka was not coming. He said, what is happening? He said, he's taken shelter of Indra. So then said, then do what? He said, we will bring Indra and Takshaka together. We'll offer the oblation. So then when they were about to pronounce and Indra was about to come, you know, in the sacrificial fire, he would fall down. Again, Brahmaji came and protected Indra. Okay. Like that. So this time also Brahmaji will come and protect Indra. Okay. So, itiya mantra kratupatim vidurasya ritvijo rusha shrugastan juhuvato bhitya swambhu pratyashedata.
My dear Vidur, after giving the king this advice, the priest who had been engaged in performing the sacrifice called for Indra, the king of heaven, in a mood of great anger. When they were just ready to put the oblation in the fire, Lord Brahma appeared on the scene and forbade them to start the sacrifice.
Okay, so before they could offer that oblation and chant the mantra to call Indra also, Brahma came and asked them to stop. Navadyo bhavatam indro yad yagyo bhagavattanu yam jigam shata yajjena ne yagyena yasteshtas tanvasura.
Lord Brahma addressed them thus, my dear sacrificial performers, you cannot kill Indra, the king of heaven. It is not your duty. You should know that Indra is a good as supreme personality of Godhead. Indeed, he is one of the most powerful assistant of the personality of Godhead. You are trying to satisfy all the demigods by performance of this yajna, but you should know that all these demigods are but parts and parcel of Indra, the king of heaven. How then can you kill him in this great sacrifice?
Right, so now Brahmaji is pointing out, he said, you should not kill Indra. For two reasons. First of all, he is like the part of the, he is like the body of the Lord. That means the universal form. Indra is like the arms. Right? So, Kshatriya, or specifically Indra, is compared to the Lord's own body. He is in the representative sense, he is as good as. Just like we study about Brahma, Shiva. So, in the representative sense, Indra is, he is representing the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he should not be killed in the sacrifice. Right? So, you want to satisfy the Supreme Lord, but if the representative is killed, the Lord will not be satisfied. Secondly, you want to satisfy all the demigods. You are calling, giving ahutis. All the demigods are part and parcel of Indra. Right? So therefore, killing Indra will not be proper. You want to satisfy a demigod, but you kill the Indra, right, who is embodiment of all demigods, or who actually is the head of all the demigods, then it will not be, right, proper in the sacrifice. How are you proposing to kill Indra and satisfy all that other demigods, right? So the whole sacrifice will be as such spoiled. Tadidam paschata mahad dharmavati karam dvija indrenanusthitam ragya karmetad vijighamashta vijighamshata.
In the order to make trouble and impede the performance of King Prithu's great sacrifice, King Indra has adopted some means that in the future will destroy the clear path of religious life. I draw your attention to this fact. If you oppose him as any further, he will further misuse his power and introduce many other irreligious systems.
Okay, so Brahmaji is giving various reasons, right? So first, already he has given two reasons that he is a parcel of the Supreme Lord in the representative sense, or he is also considered a Shaktyavesh avatar. And secondly, the demigods are his part and parcel who are to be satisfied, right? So two reasons he already given. Now third reason Brahmaji gives is, now if you further attempt to punish him or stop him, he will use his power further. He will misuse his power further. Right? And more irreligion will be introduced. Right? So therefore that is, don't oppose him any further. That is his point. 32. Prithu kirte prithor bhuyat tarhe ekona shatkratuhu अलम्ते क्रतु भीष्विष्टैर यद् भवान् मोक्ष धर्मवेत.
Let there be only 99 sacrificial performances for Maharaj Prithu, Lord Brahma concluded. Lord Brahma then turned towards Maharaj Prithu and informed him that since he was thoroughly aware of the path of liberation, what was the use in performing more sacrifices?
Okay, so now Indra is very famous for as a Shatkratu, right, for performing hundreds of sacrifices. But Brahmaji is saying, Prithu kirte prithor bhuyat tarhi ekon Shatkratu. Let you be the performer of 99 only. You don't hit century. But you will become more famous. You will become more famous than Indra. So Brahmaji is saying, if you sacrifice this 100 sacrifice, right, then you will become more exalted than Indra. You getting the point? So he is asking them to come back to the spirit of sacrifice and sacrifice this last sacrifice. Stop this. And that will spread, like a person perform all this and become very famous, that will spread your fame even more. Right? That will spread your famous fame even more. Like that. So, Radhika Lopur was just giving one example. He was saying, like, suppose a person has already scored something like, you know, above, he's playing cricket and scored 90 marks or so. Now he wants to play very safe, you know, one run, two runs, so that he can complete century. But the need may be that he should hit 4 and 6. You know, so if he tries hitting 4 and 6, he may be caught. But he will become celebrated, you know, that he, you know, for the overall, for the overall winning of the match, you know, he took that risk. You know, he made that. So like he was just giving an example for common people to understand. His glory will increase if he tries to hit 4 and 6 for the sake of team rather than his own individual ambition of 100. And he plays 1 or 2 and completes 100. He will not be... Okay. Hollywood player. Hollywood hero.
Volleyball player.
Volleyball player.
Volleyball. So that was the match. If you do that goal, it was been the highest goal.
Yeah.
But he was away from the goal.
Yeah.
But he can able to do that.
Yeah.
But he was team. He wanted to team to be win. So he passed on the ball.
Pass on the ball.
And then he was asked. He said, "I team spirit is more than by self
spirit." Team spirit. Yes.
That so is the. So Brahmaji it has saying, become more famous by that.
Yeah, he became more famous. Huh? What is his name? Acha, he prioritized team spirit above individual ambition, right? So therefore, Brahmaji is saying, now for the overall welfare, if you stop at 99, you will become more glorious than even Indra by sacrificing, by making a sacrifice of personal ambition, right? So now, let the 100th sacrifice be the sacrifice of personal ambition. That will make the all the sacrifice successful, right? Yes. I suggest you just write your question because there are many points in this section. Most probably it may be covered, right? So, and also Brahmaji points out that you ultimately you are a great devotee of the Lord, right? Also, this point is also important. We'll study. And you know the path of liberation. You are the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, you should not be too concerned about, you know, achieving your target. You know the ultimate goal is to be Supreme Lord, right? So although you are having the target to complete 100 sacrifice, right? You may not complete the target. You don't have to commit the target, but by doing that, you will excel your target, right? You will actually, by compromising, you will actually excel your target. That means you're even more famous you will become. You will be celebrated, right? That will be actually excelling what he would expected from 100 sacrifice. By not completing that, by compromising upon that, right, or cooperating on my words, you will actually excel what you targeted to achieve through this 100 sacrifice. Okay? So therefore, that is very important lesson. So also Brahmaji also points out that if you see in the middle of the purport, to stop these irreligious inventions, Lord Brahma, right? Irreligious inventions, Prabhupada says. Lord Brahma personally appeared in the sacrificial arena. As far as Maharaj Prithu was concerned, he was a greater devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it was not necessary for him to perform the prescribed Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Right? So, at two levels, Brahma is addressing. Remember, Brahma is saying, you immediate, you know, you are concerned with your immediate target, right? But you will actually achieve greater glory, right? Don't be concerned with the immediate thing. What is the purpose, right? As we say, you are concerned with the immediate cause, you are trying to do the immediate cause, but the original purpose, the original cause will be better served by this. And not just original, but the ultimate cause will be even served. Right? You are a devotee. You have already achieved the ultimate perfection, you know, by your devotional service. Therefore, from those two higher perspectives, you should compromise. Getting the point? So don't be caught up in the immediate dealing with the problem. Okay? Do not be too much concerned about the immediate necessity to deal with the problem. 33. Naivatmane Mahindraya Rosham Ahrutum Arhasi Ubhav Apihi Badramte Uttam Shloka Vigraho.
Lord Brahma continued, let there be good fortune to both of you, for you and King Indra are both part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you should not be angry with King Indra, who is non-different from you.
So we think, he wishes good fortune to both. Right? Both of you, because he's saying both you are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you should not be angry with Indra, who is non-different from you. Masmin Maharaja Kritasma Chintam Nisham Mayasma Vacha Dhritatma Yadhyayato Devahatam Nukartum Mano Atirushtam Vishate Tamandham.
My dear King, do not be agitated and anxious because your sacrifice have not been properly executed due to the providential impediments. Kindly take my words with a great respect. We should always remember that if something happens by the providential arrangements, we should not be very sorry. The more we try to rectify such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest region of materialistic thought.
Right. So another point which Brahmaji is making, you see, in all the place now King Prithu became occupied with dealing the immediate cause. Now Brahmaji points out, look at the other causes. Right? Let me say, sometimes we call, look at the remote cause also. Right? So Brahmaji is saying, this impediment created is providential. This impediment created 100 sacrifices is providential. Therefore, accept that you are not destined to perform 100 sacrifices. You are not destined. So the more you try to combat and fight your destiny, the more you will enter into the darkest region of materialistic thought. That is very important. It's a very fine line also. Right? Sometimes you think, but he is creating impediment to my destiny. You know, I'll remove him. Brahmaji is saying, no. Because all these obstructions are coming, if the Supreme Lord, so now this Mahajan can point it out, first of all. It's a subtle line to discern. Should I go on struggling? Or this is the will of the Lord. You are getting the point. It's not easy actually. But the Mahajanas, like Lord Brahma is the Mahajana. So when he says, believe my words, you are not destined to perform 100 sacrifices. Accept it. The more you try to fight, the more you will enter the darkest region of materialistic thought. Right? So, darker region of material thought means the more you will nourish, like when we try to deal immediate cause of a problem, we are not able to take higher perspective, the grudge, the anger keeps building. You're getting the point? So, the more person you know, combats the immediate thought. When he's trying, but nothing is happening, he should accept that I am not destined, right? At the right point of time. One doesn't have to go on fighting the immediate causes. If it is not a particular service to the Lord which is enjoined, right? Or it has to be under the guidance also. In any case, what is the particular service, how much one should fight, when one should give it up, right? Like, Prabhupada tried his best to preach in Jhansi, but then he understood it's not working out. Right? Went back to Vrindavan, prepared himself to go to the west. Right? So you are getting the point. So it has to be the Lord inspired him so, and we can check out, you know, how much we should go on fighting with the immediate causes. Because too much involvement fighting with the immediate causes of this world, when a person is not destined to, you know, do that, then he becomes more and more involved with his thought process become more and more materialistic. Because immediate cause means dealing with the material energy, right? The material cause. Right? So therefore, Lord Brahma is saying, please accept that it is, you're not destined. Don't be sorry. Don't fight with the destiny. Right? Just accept it on my word. That is the important thing that Brahma is pointing out. The more we try to fight with such reversal, the more we will become, our thought process will be polluted, the more we will be agitated. Right? So, yeah, that's what. So it's a very subtle thing. Jhansi Prabhupada gave it up, went to the west. But for Juhu Prabhupada didn't give up the fight. Juhu Prabhupada won the fight. Right? That was a different, you know, that was like his promise to the Lord. Therefore, things are not as clear, but the principle you have to see. At certain point of time, if the Guru and Vaishnavas want us to fight, right, then we may fight, we may not give it up. It is our lethargy. But if the seniors and the authorities and the, you know, those who are tattva-darshi, those who have seen, this is, don't fight this cause, leave it up, then it is better to give it up. Because if we don't give it up, we will become more and more materialistic. Right? If we are dealing with the material energy, something may not be destined. Right? So like that. So, but this principle is important. Right? If something is not destined but still keep struggling, keep fighting, then he just unnecessary, you know, pollutes and creates unhealthy mental situation for him. Right? That is the important thing. If you see, Prabhupada also say, although, third line, although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid counteracting such reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest region of material anxiety. Now, especially this is also in relation to one's personal ambition also. Right? If there is a personal ambition, I want to do, I may put it a little bit try, but things not happening, one should give it up. You know, now for the service is a different thing we are talking of. Right? The service initiatives, etc. But at least one has a personal ambition, one tries to do something, not working out. Right? So therefore Prabhupada is talking, for the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversal, right? The more we avoid counteracting reversal, the more we become implicated. And the more we enter into the darkest region of material anxiety. Lord Krishna has also advised us in this connection. We should tolerate things instead of becoming agitated. We should tolerate things instead of becoming agitated. 35. Kraturvir matamesha deveshu durabhagraha dharma vyati karo yatra pakhandair indra nirmita.
Lord Brahma continued, stop the performance of these sacrifices, for they have induced Indra to introduce so many irreligious aspects. You should know very well that even amongst the demigod, there are many unwanted desires.
Okay, so now very logical reasoning is, Brahmaji, why don't you go to Indra and tell him to stop? Mere ko har baar kyun aage bolte hai? You know, why should you tell me? Why don't you tell Indra? And this is a very powerful argument. Like you take out a trump card, you know. मेरे को नहीं बोलने का, उसको बोलने का जाके, मेरे को हर बाल नहीं, बरोबर है ना? So ब्रह्मा जी saying, Indra is very stubborn. So, no, Indra is a faithful devotee, but is not a trustworthy devotee. Indra has a faith in Narayan as such, in the Lord, he has a faith in the, but Brahmaji has no trust in him. So Prithu Maharaj is the exalted devotee whom Brahmaji can trust. So therefore Brahmaji has come to Prithu Maharaj. Brahmaji says he will not listen. He is very stubborn. But you are trustworthy. Right? I can trust you that you will follow me. So therefore a trustworthy person who compromises, right, personal ambition for the sake of cooperation, that person is actually much greater than who is a stubborn. Right? So therefore, Brahmaji is instructing a trustworthy person. You follow my advice. Indra is a stubborn. Right? So Indra can be at max faithful. You know, he has faith. But Brahma has no trust. The Brahma doesn't go to him. Another point is, if Brahma goes to him and tell him to do something, he will not listen. And by that he will become even more adharmic. He's already become irreligious. Now by disobeying Brahma, what will happen? He'll become even more irreligious. So by instructing him, Brahmaji will bring out even worse from him. But by instructing Prithu Maharaj, Brahmaji is saying, if you follow the higher principle, then that will also bring out some good eventually from Indra. Right? So when Indra says, you have compromised, then he will actually feel ashamed. Like there is a, you know, some person has become too enraged, angry, but the other person just tolerates it. Then that other person, if he fights, that brings out worse from him. But if a other person tolerates and take a humble position, then that brings out good from the other person also. You understand? So therefore, Lord Brahma, he is actually a great leader. Right? A leader. So he knows how to even, instructing Indra will not help, it will only bring worse from him. But if you, who are my trustworthy devotee, follow, you will become very exalted and that will bring out some good from Indra also. Otherwise only would only bring worse. So therefore you have to show your exalted nature to uplift Indra's consciousness. Getting the point? So therefore in a conflict, a person, at least one of the person who is being asked or is more mature, he has to take shelter of a higher principle and not become caught up. He has to take shelter of a higher principle so that the other person can also gradually be uplifted higher in his consciousness. So therefore, Prithu Maharaj will take shelter of the higher principle. Now, Prithu Maharaj has been described as he was very determined. Whatever he could do, he would be able to accomplish any task, right? You study the quality of Prithu Maharaj? Dhridvrata. Prithu Maharaj, Prabhupada said, no one could check him, actually. So if Prithu Maharaj wanted, he could fulfill his 100 sacrifices. But Prithu Maharaj, he took the higher principle. Right? He took shelter of higher principle. Although he's a Dhridvrata, but he gave up that Vrata, take shelter of the higher principle, which is obedience and cooperation, which will bring out the best even from Indra. So for the universal good, he took shelter of higher principles. Right? Text 36. Ebir Indro Pasamsishta पाखंडैर हरि भिर्जनम ह्रियमानम विचक्ष्वेनम Yaste yagyadhrukashvamot.
Just see how Indra, king of heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general.
So, Brahmaji is saying, Prabhupada translates, Pakhandar Hari Bhirjanam. These sinful activities which he is introducing up Sampradaya will be very attractive to, you know, less intelligent people. How, like, if there is a cooperation, right? That is not very attractive to less intelligent people. When there is a conflict, they want to participate. Right? You know, if there is a cooperation going on very nicely and all that, all will come and cooperate and do this service, they will go and sleep. They say the quarrel has happened, we have to fight, then everyone will get up. Right? People are very, these quarrels are very attractive to Kali Yuga people. They want to participate. Right? So Brahmaji is saying, look, Indra is creating all these things. What will happen is, if you do not stop, Indra will create more such attractive avenues and people will become more enthusiastic to part in irreligion. So you have to stop immediately because irreligion is spreading. Now, very important, Brahmaji is saying, look, what is your original purpose of performing sacrifice? To spread religion. What you have been created for by the sages? You have been created by the sages for, when the religion was too much, you have been created to spread religion. You have appeared to spread religion. You started a sacrifice to spread religion. But if you now don't stop this, your purpose will be defeated if you don't stop. If you continue now, irreligion will spread more and more. So therefore, when people get caught up in the immediate things, right, immediate concerns, their intelligence becomes materialistic, then they are not able to serve the original purpose. Right? Then they are not able to serve the original purpose. Just like sometime, he said, some people are asked to manage the, you know, queue, you know, like usherers or something, usher people nicely. It is so that everyone can, you know, the queue is not too big, everyone can take convenient darshan. But sometimes the usherers become so caught up, they start literally pushing people, you know. So like they are meant to facilitate people's have, so that they can have the best possible darshan, you know. Not people don't have to long wait too long, etc., right, as per the convenience. But when they start pushing people, the original purpose, which was to actually facilitate, you know, they make their life more miserable. You get the point? When they caught up in the immediate cause. So they often, people, when they get caught up in the immediate, dealing with the immediate causes, they forget the original cause. Therefore, Pithu Maharaj also, now he's dealing with the immediate cause, Ashwa, her horse sacrifice. Brahmaji says, what is the original purpose? Dharma. That is not being served. Now dharma is only flourishing. So your stopping will serve your original cause now. Right? Getting the point? So therefore, it's important to see, check the purpose for which I started. Is that being served or not? Right? Any particular service, actually. So Prabhupada compares that, you know, now Brahma is asking people to stop the sacrifice. Similarly, Lord Buddha also asked people to sacrifice, to stop all the Vedic sacrifice. He had to reject the Vedas to serve the important purpose of Vedas. Right? So he also stopped the sacrifice. He said, stop all the sacrifice because the whole purpose of the sacrifice has been lost. Only you know, butchery was happening. So he had stopped it. So then Brahma is saying, no, stop the sacrifice, 100 sacrifice, because the purpose of dharma is being lost. See the higher purpose. Right? So focus on the original purpose. And another important lesson is, you know, for the leaders, if there is a quarrel among leaders, their followers become more enthusiastic to quarrel. They take that quarrel with a newer and greater enthusiasm. Now, the leader may have a small quarrel, but the followers, they will take up the banners and, you know, of the quarrels even to a bigger height. It has been always seen, you know. Therefore, Brahmaji is saying, this leader's quarrel should not be prolonged. There should not be long quarrel. If they started, it should be immediately stopped. Because when the leader quarrel, a dharma spreads faster. Right? People are inclined to take up a dharma. So the followers will become more adharmic. So the leaders cannot continue to quarrel. This is also a higher principle. So this will also spread a dharma. Therefore, please stop the sacrifice. That will serve the original purpose. That's important. Text 37. Bhavam paritratum ihav. Bhavan paritratum ihav tirno. Okay, let's recite in a different meter. Bhavan paritratum ihav tirno. Dharmam jananam samayanurupam. Venapacharad avaluptamadya taddehato vishnukalasivanya.
O King Prithu, son of Vena, you are the part and parcel expansion of Lord Vishnu. Due to the mischievous activities of King Vena, religious principles were almost lost. At that opportune moment, you descended as the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Indeed, for the protection of religious principles, you have appeared from the body of King Vena.
Okay, so he's reminding him that you are the purpose of religion only you have appeared. We already discussed this verse. Sotam vimrishyasyas. Sotam vimrishyasya bhavam prajapate. Samkalpanam vishvasijam piparhi. Endram jamayam upadharma matram. Prachanda pakhanda patham prabhojahi.
O protector of the people in general, please consider the purpose of your being incarnated by Lord Vishnu. The irreligious principles created by Indra are but the mothers of so many unwanted religions. Please therefore stop these imitations immediately.
Right, so the similar line Lord Brahma speaks, that the whole purpose is that religion should spread, but this is spreading in religion. Right? So therefore Lord Brahma says, therefore now when the original purpose is law, now what, you may say, what is the difference between service? Now you say, but it's my service to complete, you know. I started this, so you start a particular activity as a service. But when the original purpose of the service is lost, it becomes a personal ambition. That's the difference between service and personal ambition. You know, one may go on, but it's my service to 100 sacrifice. You know, he started that sacrifice as a service. But since the original purpose of the service is not being served, therefore it has become now simply personal ambition. You got the point? Like Prabhupada says, can someone read last 5-6 lines? Lord Brahma requested Prithu Maharaj.
Lord Brahma requested Prithu Maharaj to desist from his unnecessary competition with Indra, who was determined to stop Prithu Maharaj from completing 100 yajnas. Instead of creating adverse reactions, it was better for Maharaj Prithu to stop the yajnas in the interest of his original purpose as an incarnation. This purpose was to establish good government and set things in the right order.
Right, so therefore Brahmaji is saying, Prabhupada is saying, Brahmaji is asking him to start this now unnecessary competition. Now this has become a competitive activity. You know, the personal ambition now, competition. So please start this, stop this, so that the original purpose continue to be fulfilled. Right? So now the service, original purpose of service is fulfilled by stopping the sacrifice. Maitreya uvacha ittham sa lok guruna samadishto vishampatihi tathacha kritva vatsalyam magonapicha sandhade.
The great sage Maitreya continued, when King Pratu was thus advised by the supreme teacher Lord Brahma, he abandoned his eagerness to perform yajna and with the great affection concluded a peace with King Indra.
Okay, so in this way he abandoned his eagerness. Prithu Maharaj immediately listened and with great affection concluded a peace with King Indra. Vishnu Thakur says, now Prithu Maharaj made peace with Indra and showed him affection. Tatha cha kritva vatsalyam. He showed affection. But actually King Indra was senior to him. Prabhupada says Indra was actually elder than the King Prithu. King Indra was elder. But herein Prithu Maharaj became, because he became superior by his act. Therefore Brahmaji says, you show him affection now. And by like that. So therefore, Prithu Maharaj, you know, he cooperated and in this way he became superior. So I guess when Maharaj was using the term once, he was describing that how Indra remained like a champion of achievement, right? 100 sacrifice. But Prithu Maharaj became a champion of character. He became greater. One was remained a champion of achievement, you know, and he became a champion of character. So actually better to become a champion of character, right? Then become a champion for achievements. Kritva avabhrit snanaya. Kritva avabhrit snanaya. Prithve bhuri karmane. Varandadus tevarda. Yetad barahishitar pita vipra satyashisastushta shaddaya labda dakshina ashisho yujuju shattar adi rajaya satkrita tvaya ahuta mahabaho sarva eva samagata Pujita dana manabhyam Pitradeva rishi manava.
After this, Prithu Maharaj took his bath, which is customarily taken after the performance of yajna, and received the benedictions and due blessings of demigods who were very pleased by his glorious activities. With great respect, the original King Prithu offered all kinds of rewards to Brahmanas present at the sacrifice. Since all these Brahmanas were very much satisfied, they gave their heartfelt blessings to the king. All the great sages and Brahmanas said, O mighty king, by your invitation, all classes of living entities have attended this assembly. They have come from the Pitraloka and heavenly planets, and great sages as well as the common men have attended this meeting. Now all of them are very much satisfied by your dealings and your charity towards them.
Okay, so everyone was actually satisfied with Prithu Maharaj's activities. Right? So once Gaurangpur was saying that one's love for Supreme Lord and obedience to spiritual master will manifest as cooperation. If one has truly love for Supreme Lord and is truly obedient to spiritual master, then it should manifest as cooperation. Right? So we see that how Prithu Maharaj's love for the Lord and his obedience to Brahmaji manifested as in the form of his cooperation. Right? So therefore Prithu Maharaj this act is highly glorified as such. जय श्रील पृथु महाराज की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ग्रंथराशि मद्भागतम की जय